something about that gospel lesson of the 10 lepers that just captivates me. 10 people are sick with this terrible skin disease. It's ruined not only their bodies, but their relationships, their lives, their dreams. They're outcasts who are seen as people who are being punished by God. They've obviously heard about Jesus and what he can do, because they're ready and waiting for him as he travels along the road to Jerusalem. They call out for help, and Jesus cures them with just his words, which they follow, and they're healed. They got what they wanted. How many times have we wished that we could do the same, to call out for God for help and receive it with just a word? But to me, the most amazing part of this story isn't the healing. It's what happens afterwards. 10 lepers were cleansed. They were all healed, but one did something the others did not. Luke tells us, one of them, when he saw he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. Only one man came back to thank Jesus, the one who opened his eyes and saw that he was healed. Because he sees what has happened to him, the leper recognizes Jesus, his reign and his power. Because he sees what happened to him, the leper has something for which to be thankful, and he praises God with a loud voice. Because he sees what has happened, the leper changes direction, veering off his course to the priest to first return to Jesus. When you look at your life, what do you see? Last week in church, I had an insert in the bulletin and asked you to write down some of the things, some of the blessings, the good things that you saw in your life. And they're hanging around the worship center over there. I hope you'll take some time to go and look at them before you leave today. Because what's on those sheets is truly amazing. And there's definitely a common theme. When we give thanks for our blessings, we mostly give thanks for our family, our friends, our faith, the beauty of God's creation, even if it's still way too cold outside. Many things that aren't material things, but that are gifts from God. Last fall in a sermon, if you were here, you heard me share how my trip to visit our missionary Meg in Nicaragua really changed how I see my life. When I went down to visit Meg, I saw where she lived, and Meg has a lovely house, and it's right on the ocean, so I really recommend going there. But the people that Meg serves live in very, I don't even know if you could really call them houses. They're dirt floors. They have just thatched roofs that come almost all the way down to the ground, and they live very, very modestly. They have almost nothing. So when I keep this in mind whenever I start to look at my home or my stuff and see things that are lacking and wish that I had more, I remember that I am truly rich, not only in my gifts from God, but also really in what I do have, my material possessions, when I compare myself to so many people in the world. Changing how I see things, giving thanks for my small house, my freedoms that I enjoy in this country, especially the freedoms that I have as a woman, my education, my access to good doctors and hospitals, things that people that Meg serves don't have. When my eyes are open to see my blessings, my view is changed. Going through this capital campaign has also really changed the way I see a lot of things. It's changed how I see what's important. And I'm sure you guys can relate with having a new baby, that when you focus on your family and on things that you can't buy, your view of the world and what's important really does change. Money comes and goes, as we have all learned, especially in the last few years with our economy changing. I find a lot more joy now in things like just spending time with my kids, hearing them laugh, just sitting on the couch with my husband, my relationships with my friends and family, and with all of you. I don't ever take it for granted that you allow me to be a part of your lives and listen to me attempt to tell you how awesome God is and how much God loves you. It's easy to think that things are bad, It's easy to get use the economy sometimes as an excuse, and maybe it's a good excuse in our lives. But if we open our eyes and look at our blessings, we see there is so much to be thankful for that has nothing to do with our bank accounts. I saw an email. Well, it's not really an email. If any of you are on Facebook, you get these BuzzFeed posts, which is a website that lists a lot of things. And this post was about good things that happened in our world. And I want to share with you a few pictures from that post today. This is Ahmed and Fatima. Fatima has no legs and Ahmed has no arms. And yet they are wonderful, happy, fulfilled people who love and care for each other and are living a wonderful life together. They are married. Then you see this couple. If you can see their jerseys, it's pretty clever, right? We should invite them to our baseball theme party next week, right? And you see, I don't know about you, but I just love to see older couples that are married, that are holding hands, that are enjoying their life together, because what a blessing that is that no money can buy. This is Dan. Apparently, Dan buys coffee every week for people at a cancer center in his area. He does this out of his own pocket, out of the goodness of his heart, to help care for those people and just brighten their day a little bit. And I have to say that coffee is one of my blessings I count from God that I do have to buy. This is at a dry cleaner's. It says, if you're unemployed and need an outfit clean for an interview, we'll clean it for free. Even in tough times, people are doing what they can to help support others. Look at these kids. What is it about kids, little kids? And they're just so sweet. They will make a friend with a total stranger. This little boy has a lemonade stand, and he's not even charging a nickel, a quarter, or a dime. He says, if you give me a smile, your lemonade is free. This is a boy in a wheelchair, and he was sitting alone, and these guys didn't want him to have to eat his lunch alone. So they came and sat with him. And I know there are youth in our church that do the same thing, because I've heard those stories from them as well. This is from a little girl who's a note, thank you note to her vet. Her dog, it says, thank you for fixing my dog. I love her even with three legs. Because her dog had gotten hurt and the vet fixed them. So giving thanks for the help of the vets. And finally, this is a picture, I don't know where it's from, of soldiers who laid themselves across a rope bridge during a flood so that these people could escape and be safe. And how amazing is that? That there are people in our world who will lay themselves down, literally, and lay their lives down to help others. Don't reflect yet, but I'm still going. When it comes down to it, there's so much good in our world and so many ways that we can help others. There's a lot to be thankful for if we open our eyes to see it. I was talking to a friend the other day about gratitude, and she said when you're grateful, you see everything in your life as a gift. And I said, who doesn't like getting presents? If we think of everything in our life as a gift, it's a present from God. David Lowes, who's a professor at Luther Seminary, says stewardship isn't first about giving, but about seeing what we have been given and rejoicing in a way that cannot help but shape how we act. And that is what our capital campaign is all about seeing what we're given, seeing what God lays before us, our vision, and giving joyfully and thankfully in return. Worship is about helping us to hear and see God's blessings in our lives. That is one of the important things that we do as Christians. Frederick Buechner, a theologian, says, a Christian is one who is on the way, though not necessarily very far along it, and who has at least some dim and half-baked idea of who to thank. I'm going to share with you now a letter from one of our Grace families, from Jan and Roger Hart. They wanted to share with you, we asked them to share their testimony of why they're giving to our Grow in Grace campaign and asked me to read it. They say, we have been members of Grace Lutheran for 46 years. We joined when Grace was a very small mission church. We were here for the first building project when the congregation decided to build a new worship center. We were told that it was for the future. It would help bring in new people and that the church would grow. We wanted to be a part of that. We had to sacrifice. It was worth it. Grace did grow. We received many new families. Soon we needed more classrooms, a larger office area, a youth room, more room to grow. The congregation decided to build an addition. We wanted to be a part of that. We had to sacrifice. It was worth it. Many more people joined. Grace kept growing. Once again, we needed additional space. This included a larger remodeled worship center with improved sound, enlarged gathering space, and a new portico. We wanted to be a part of that. We had to sacrifice. It was worth it. We have celebrated worshiping in our beautiful worship center and enjoy all the improvements made through the years. Grace continues growing, and once again, we're asked to provide financial support for a new addition and improvements to our building. We thought and prayed about it and realized how much Grace Lutheran means to us. We've been so blessed to be a part of the Grace family for all these years. When we were young, our children received their basic Christian education here. When the older members saw it appropriate to help provide the needed support, we have felt God's grace, love, and spirit in so many ways through being a part of this congregation. We grew in faith through sermons and Bible study. We want the new building program to proceed so others can have this experience as well, now and in the future. We want to be a part of it. Again, we will sacrifice. It will be worth it. Needing more space is a wonderful problem to have. We're grateful to have this opportunity to help our congregation grow in grace. As Pastor Paul preached a couple weeks ago, we can always have excuses for why we can't give, or there can always be something wrong in our lives. But there is always so much more good than what we see. That's what the difference was for the 10th leper. His life was changed because what he saw was good, and he knew who to thank. Then Jesus said to the leper, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." "Your faith has made you well" is better translated as, "Your faith has healed and saved you," or "Your faith has made you whole." How has your faith healed you or saved you and made you whole? How has God blessed your life? Take a moment now to say a prayer of thanks to God for all his awesome blessings. Amen.